you go. Donald, are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what is up or down, black or white,
legal
or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
What do you read? What do you watch?
Well, you know, I love to read. Actually, I'm looking at a book. I'm reading a book. I'm trying to get started. Every time I do about a half a page, I get a phone call that there's some emergency, this or that.
Be Heil. Heil. Heil.
Donald. Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald. Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Heil.
Donald. Trump.
Space.
Ben. Donald. Trump.
Says.
I love to read.
Be Heil.
Donald Trump.
Face in her.
Donald Trump.
Says.
I love reading. I'm reading this great haiku right now.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Face. Are we not the Superman? Are you pure Superman?
Yeah, we are the Superman.
Super duper Superman.
Is this Nazi land so good? Would you leave it if you could?
Yeah, this Nazi land is good. We would leave it if we could.
We bring the world new order.
Donald Trump.
World new order. Everyone a foreign race. We love
Donald Trump.
Space when we bring to the world disorder.
When Donald Trump
says,
I'm just reporting the news. There was an article today. I love to report the news, and then they said I made a mistake, right? I said, no, the people reporting the news made a mistake if it's wrong.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
Says.
The NSA and FBI tell Congress that Russia did not influence the electoral process.
Be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space not to love.
Donald Trump.
He's a great disgrace, so be Heil. Heil. Riding.
Donald Trump.
Space.
In our last spleen-shaking episode, our two Musselvania Mitters had journeyed to what they thought was Washington, D.C., but which was actually just Butte, Montana, which had been sinisterly disguised by, you guessed it, Boris Badenov and Natasha.
Now, Boris, cruel sweetie.
Now.
FBI Director James Comey testified before Congress and confirmed publicly for the first time the existence of an investigation into the Trump team's ties to Russia.
The FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts.
In a rebuke to the president, Comey said there is no evidence to support the president's claim that former President Obama had, quote, wires tapped inside Trump Tower.
I have no information that supports those tweets, and we have looked carefully inside the FBI. The Department of Justice has asked me to share with you that the answer is the same for the Department of Justice and all its components.
Remember when Trump said that there were terror attacks in Sweden? He got that from Fox. His threats to send the feds into Chicago if the crime rate didn't go down, he got that idea from Fox. Last week was a perfect example of how this works. Trump had accused President Obama of wiretapping him. And then, shockingly, the claim turned out to be bull****. Who would have thought? Right? The intelligence communities in both houses of Congress agreed. And everyone was trying to figure out what the hell Trump was talking about. Luckily, there was a Fox News pundit who had a theory.
Three intelligence sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He didn't use the NSA, he didn't use the CIA, he didn't use the FBI, and he didn't use the Department of Justice. He used GCHQ. What the heck is GCHQ? That's the initials for the British spying agency.
That man right there is Judge Andrew Napolitano.
You're fired.
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 He's the man who claimed that Obama had the British government spy on Trump.
The Senate Intelligence Committee has said they see no indications Trump Tower was the subject of surveillance. What's your reaction?
On Fox News on March 14th, Judge Andrew Napolitano made the following statement. Quote, three intelligence sources have informed Fox News that President Obama went outside the chain of command. He used GCHQ.
Did you ever request that your counterparts in GCHQ should wiretap Mr. Trump on behalf of President Obama?
No, sir, nor would I. That would be expressly against the construct of the Five Eyes Agreement that's been in place for decades.
We said nothing. All we did was quote a certain very talented legal mind who was the one responsible for saying that on television. I didn't make an opinion on it. That was a statement made by a very talented lawyer on Fox. And so you shouldn't be talking to me, you should be talking to Fox.
Fox News cannot confirm Judge Napolitano's commentary. Fox News knows of no evidence of any kind that the now President of the United States was surveilled at any time in any way, full stop.
Judge Andrew Napolitano.
You're fired.
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 I saw this morning on Fox and Friends. I like that group of three people.
Fox has treated me very nice wherever Fox is. Thank you.
Fox treated it great. They said it was great. Fox and Friends in the morning, they're very honorable people. They have the most honest morning show.
Trump has done more interviews with Fox than every other channel combined. He's done Fox and Friends, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Bill O'Reilly. In fact, Trump's been on Fox so much, he's also been sexually assaulted by Roger Ailes.
It wasn't simply that the Russians had a negative preference against Secretary Clinton. They also had a positive preference for Donald Trump. Isn't that correct?
Correct. Mr. Putin would like people who like him.
Do you have a relationship with Vladimir Putin?
I do have a relationship.
I have nothing to do with Putin. I've never spoken to him. I don't know anything about him other than he will respect me.
I got to know him very well because we were both on 60 Minutes. We were stablemates, and we did very well that night. We did 60 Minutes together. By the way, not together, meaning he was probably shot in Moscow.
Well, he was in Moscow. You were in New York.
You know, I was in Moscow a couple of months ago. I owned the Miss Universe pageant, and they treated me so great.
For a long time, we have been connecting dots between Donald Trump and his team and their personal, political, and financial ties to Russia. And the lingering question has been, did those ties extend to working with Russia as they were attacking us?
Obviously, there's been discussion of Paul Manafort, who played a very limited role for a very limited amount of time.
Nobody should underestimate how much Paul Manafort did to really help get this campaign to where it is right now.
Who do you believe will take over the campaign? Will it be Paul Manafort?
Yeah, I think Paul is totally in charge.
Paul is totally in charge.
Paul Manafort has done an amazing job. He's here someplace. Where's Paul? Paul Manafort. Oh, good. You made it.
I think it wouldn't be cause for concern if we found out that Paul Manafort was in contact with Russian operatives or suspects.
No. I think that, but to...
And is the White House aware of any contacts between Paul Manafort and Russian operatives or suspected Russian operatives?
No.
According to the AP's reporting, prior to joining the Trump campaign, Paul Manafort reportedly entered into a $10 million a year contract to advance the interests of Russian President Vladimir Putin in the United States. Manafort never registered his work on behalf of a foreign government with the U.S. Department of Justice. The Foreign Agents Registration Act says you have to disclose paid work like that. As the AP noted in its story today, quote, willfully failing to register is a felony and can result in up to 5 years in prison and a fine of up to $250,000.
Boris, baby, where did we fail?
And I always try so hard to do the wrong thing.
And I think the comment the president had misrepresented was the suggestion that the FBI and NSA had said there was no effect by the Russians on the electoral process. That simply wasn't true.
Even crazier, while the hearing was still happening, Trump tweeted from the president's official account, the NSA and FBI tell Congress that Russia did not influence electoral process. But that's wrong. They didn't say that. So later, in the same hearing, Comey was asked to fact-check Trump's tweet about that hearing, tweets he didn't know about because he'd been at the hearing.
So thanks to the modern technology that's in front of me right here, I've got a tweet from the president an hour ago saying the NSA and FBI tell Congress that Russia did not influence the electoral process. So that's not quite accurate, that tweet.
I'm sorry, I haven't been following anybody on Twitter while I've been sitting here. We've offered no opinion, have no view, have no information on potential impact because it's never something that we looked at.
Witnesses in a hearing are now fact-checking the president's tweets about that hearing during the hearing.
Putin hated Secretary Clinton so much that the flip side of that coin was he had a clear preference for the person running against the person he hated so much.
Yeah, and that might work on Saturday afternoon when my wife's Red Raiders are playing the Texas Longhorns. She really likes the Red Raiders. That assessment's based on what?
Part of it is the logic. Whoever the Red Raiders are playing, you want the Red Raiders to win. By definition, you want their opponent to lose.
I know, but this says that you wanted both of them, you wanted her to lose and wanted him to win. Is that
right? They're inseparable. Right? It's a two-person
right.
event.
I got you. So I'm just wondering when you decided you wanted him to win.
Well, logically, when he wanted her to lose.
When you're talking, Congressman, about Russian witnesses being dragged over here to testify, who are you talking about? What are you talking about and who are you talking about?
Well, sure. So we know that, for example, Carter Page, 1 month after it was revealed that Russia was attacking us, went over to Russia as the senior foreign policy advisor for the Trump campaign with permission from the Trump campaign. Now, if he met with someone over in Russia and that comes up in an investigation, it would probably be pretty hard to bring that Russian over to the United States. So proving that they were working together under a reasonable doubt standard and a criminal prosecution may be difficult. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't know the evidence that exists to show that Carter Page was working with the Russians if that was what was happening, for example.
You haven't heard of Carter Page and all these other people?
So,
I mean, there are about five names mentioned by the Democrats.
I don't know those people.
You've not heard of Carter Page or Roger Stone?
No.
You've never
heard of Manafort.
Charles, Trump says Russia did not influence the election. Your thoughts, Ernie? It's terrible. It's just terrible. He is not going to make it to the next round.
Are there from time to time tweets that you regret in hindsight?
Very seldom.
Very seldom. You would never wish not to have.
Probably wouldn't be here right now, but so very seldom.
There you have it, America. You can either trust the director of the National Security Agency or the guy who thinks TAP is spelled with two P's.
Why do you think that Donald Trump and the White House continue to insist that he was the target of surveillance on the orders of President Obama when there doesn't seem to be any evidence to support that?
Well, you know, one of two things. It's either that the president simply cannot admit error, and that might be the most, the least damning explanation, as critical as that would be, or the more concerning would be he can't tell the difference between fact and fiction, and he has somehow persuaded himself of this alternate reality. That would be an even worse scenario, and honestly, at this point, I can't tell which it is.
Now, I had a career in identifying absurdity. And I know it when I see it.
But it did very much sound like something out of the Twilight Zone when you were raising, you know, Hillary Clinton, you guys made all these accusations about, you know, she might get indicted, therefore you can't vote for her. Then you'd say Donald Trump actually is under investigation. And he goes, so what? No big deal.
So what we need to address this whole issue of what the Russians did, how they did it, the impact, and what we do about it, I now believe belongs in the hands of a select committee.
But it's sort of seemed Keystone Cop-ish what happened this afternoon, and you make a face, so I think you might have a thought on that.
But, so bizarre.
And so now we have to go out and hire some other people to do it because they can't do the job.
I'm afraid that's a conclusion that I have reached, and I didn't do it lightly. But yes, it is bizarre, the things that are being said. After the heads of our intelligence agencies testified before Congress saying there was no evidence of any wiretapping of Trump Towers. So here we are mixed up not only in contradictory statements, but also in what the word is.
We've been down that road.
We know that one is. Yeah, it's a bizarre situation.
I have no information that supports those tweets.
No, sir.
We said nothing.
Tell her no, 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 no.
The FBI, as part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. No information that supports those tweets.
No, sir.
We said nothing.
As part of our counterintelligence mission, is investigating the Russian government's efforts to interfere in the 2016 presidential election. And that includes investigating the nature of any links between individuals associated with the Trump campaign and the Russian government, and whether there was any coordination between the campaign and Russia's efforts. No information that supports those tweets.
No, sir.
We said nothing.
no information that supports those tweets.
No, sir.
We said nothing.
I have no information that supports those tweets.
No, sir.
We said nothing.
The Department of Justice has asked me to share with you that the answer is the same for the Department of Justice and all its components. I have no information that supports those tweets.
No, sir.
We said nothing.
Let's do a Waters World quiz. Chuck Schumer, the president of CNN, and Alec Baldwin. If you had to fire one person right now, who would you fire?
Well, I think the Alec Baldwin situation is not good. Chuck, I'm very disappointed. I will say I'm disappointed in all three.
Boris Badenov, who had no way of knowing that he had not disguised Butte, Montana as Washington, D.C. It was actually Washington, D.C. that had been rigged up to look like Butte, Montana by a clever pressure group in the pay of the Montana Muskmelon Trust.
Senator, here we decorated this here whole town to look like Butte, Montana, and still you're voting against our Muskmelon bill?
Son, I even voted against Medicare, and they wrapped 54 million Band-Aids on the Washington Monument.
President Trump released his first budget. They're calling it a hard power budget because it features a $54 billion increase in military spending. And to pay for the new spending, Trump is cutting everything else, like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which funds PBS. Look, 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 I know, but Trump's a real estate developer. It was only a matter of time before he put up condos on Sesame Street.
Good evening. For years, Sesame Street has been with us, educating us, enriching us, and above all, making us laugh. But tonight, dramatic events make it appear that after years, instead of a happy birthday celebration, it may be the end of the road for Sesame Street. Real estate tycoon Ronald Grump has announced plans to demolish Sesame Street and create a lavish new Grump Tower. Let's go now to Sesame Street and special correspondent Kathy Lee. Kathy, Kathy?
Picture, if you will, the magnificent glass and steel edifice rising right at this spot, Grump Tower. Now you probably...
Yes, Barbara, emotions are running high here on Sesame Street, where at this moment, developer Ronald Grump is addressing the residents of this well-known thoroughfare.
And from the Grump Sky Cafe, did I mention it rotates? You can look across the river to my new theme park, Grump World. Hey, look, I love you people. You deserve some of the finer things, trust me. You won't miss all this.
Miss this? We live here. It's our home.
Hey, you all get shiny new apartments, terraces, views. Hey, you even have a concierge.
Oh, well, I love French food.
But, Mr. Grump, this street is our home.
Yeah, we like it the way it is. Yeah.
But you'll have... Okay, that's it. I tried to be nice to you people, but you don't want to listen. That's it. You got 2 weeks. Pack up and get out.
What?
Give me this, you.
Wait a minute.
Get out of my way.
Wait a minute.
Pack up.
I can't believe we're going to lose our home. This is so sad.
Oh, don't worry, Zoe. We'll think of something.
In a stunning turn of events, it looks like Sesame Street may be no more due to one man, Ronald Grump.
Excuse them, is News Lady from Real News Show or from Trashy Tabloid?
Oh, I'm Kathy Lee Kathy. I have my own talk show. Yes, a tragic day for Sesame Street. Another American institution may vanish, like a vinyl phonograph record, like the oversized automobile.
Like the television networks.
Unlike any other street in America, this has been a magical community of kids, grown-ups, and furry monsters, of learning, spirit, and joy. But now, will Sesame Street become just a footnote in America's history?
If we don't do something about Mr. Grump, Elmo thinks we will be history.
Is he going to need a doorman?
You're just jealous because I have a skill.
A skill?
Quiet!
Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? You can't. It's gone.
Thanks to
Boris Badenov
from
Rocky
and
Bullwinkle, Seth Myers, James Comey,
and
Mike Rogers.
And thanks to CNN,
CBS, Trevor Noah, Andrew Napolitano,
Agnes,
Sean Spicer, Adam Schiff,
and
Shepard Smith.
And thanks
Newt Gingrich,
Rachel
Maddow,
Wolf
Blitzer, Devin Nunes, Scott Kelly, Al Franken,
McCain,
and
thanks also to
Greta Van Susteren, Jesse Waters, Stephen Colbert,
and
Ronald Grump.
The preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.